Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt. This is S3 Productions, and today we're live at our mobile studio in beautiful downtown Montebello, California. Today we're going to do MCA Records, 45 records. So if you're thinking 78 records, well, sorry to disappoint you. But every once in a while, you just got to do something different. All right, this is the Ink Spots. This is September 11th of 1950. This is the Java Jive. Now, you're probably wondering, why are we playing Java Jive? Well, those of us with serious caffeine problems, we talk about coffee, right? So this is Java Jive, written by Ben Oakland and Milton Drake, by the Ink Spots. We're going to play this off 45 RPM records because we can. My guests today is Daniel Robles and Edward Lopez. And as you can tell, my caffeine level is starting to drop. So with that, here we go.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Motor, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I've got a rug stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Winner, winner, percolator. I love coffee. I love tea. I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen about a bean, unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, not for me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. Now cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take on my slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. Yeah. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
All right. Now, I know you two have grown up with digital and probably haven't heard a lot of original recording, but this is original 45-inch, 7-inch, 45 RPM record. So, Daniel, what do you think?
Well, honestly, it is a pretty good record, although for the terrible sound quality, it is actually a pretty good record, I must say.
Well, you got to understand, who knows how old this particular record really is.
I mean, I listen to some old songs in my time. Like, I listen to oldies all the time. But I never heard a song that was, like, really that good. As a matter of fact, I never knew there was a song about coffee.
As I'm finding out, I'm trying to put the adapter back in. There are several songs about coffee, and I'm on a mission to find most of them. Right? So, Edward, what do you think?
Well, I believe that song is for more of the coffee drinkers, like Mr. Han over here. And, yeah, it's just a really good song. I mean, like you said, I believe yesterday, the record picks up all the sounds in the background, so that's why maybe that's why Daniel thinks it has bad quality. But
well, if you look at the record itself, there are scratches on it. There's it's a used record. I mean, you're not going to find a
new one.
And so what you're picking up is the scratches and the dirt and the noise and the da-da-da-da-da, right?
It picks up everything.
Which, if you buy a new record, the first time you play it is now a...
Perfect.
Used record.
A used record, yep.
All right. So that was Java Jive by Ben Oakland and Milton Drake. The Ink Spots, released originally in 9/11 of 1950 by Warner Brothers Music. The flip side is To Each His Own, from the Paramount picture To Each His Own, written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, MCA Records. This was originally released in 7/16 of 1946. So you figure this record's got to be at least 70-plus years old, right?
Well,
maybe
War
not
II.
The record itself, but the song. So we're going to play To Each His Own.
That was like World War II times.
That's the end of World War II.
End of World War II. There you go.
A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you.
Sometimes I do just because.
What good is the song if the words just don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two? No good alone, to each his own.
This is 1946. I mean, this
for
is,
me, there's
this
you.
This is old.
If a flame is to grow,
no, nice.
There must be a glow to open each door. There's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much.
Oh, yeah.
When I hear some of this stuff, whoa, that just came out by Joe Schmuck. I think, yeah, that's the third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love
can do. You know, like you said, like, a lot of teenagers listen to old songs. Well,
to each his own, I found my own.
I got started.
One and only you.
My dad used to listen to stuff all the time.
If a flame is to grow.
Like, he would, like, sit in the room reading the newspaper.
And to open each door, there's gotta be a key.
Oh, yeah.
I need you. I know. I can't let you go. Cause, honey,
yeah, much
your
like
touch means too much to me.
And sometimes you play this stuff and you just
two lips must insist on two more to be kissed. Or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
Okay, that particular, not that song, but Java Jive, I also have off of CD, digitally perfect, right? So the idea was to play this off of the 45, which we're going to do here, and then play the digital version after, so that somebody can compare the two.
So you want to do a comparison?
Yeah, pretty much, because they sound different.
Oh, yeah.
Not saying one is better. There are people who swear by vinyl. They say that's the greatest stuff since
sliced bread.
Or sliced bread. Okay. Then you have people like me with crappy hearing who I can't get into all the. Cause of. Anyway, Edward, your thoughts.
Beautiful song. I like it. Has a soft tone to it.
I listen to people talk about the melody and the quality and yada, yada, yada. I'm going, either I like it or I don't, you know?
Yeah, well, that's how everything is. You either like it or you don't.
Pretty much. Dan, your thoughts?
Well, honestly, I got to admit, that was a pretty good love song, you know? I could just imagine, you know, playing this for the love of your life.
Do that occasionally, and she just looks at me like, why are you?
What is the title of the song, Mr.?
To Each His Own.
To Each His Own.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Okay, so basically, so what we're doing is, because we're running out of time, because I do have a time deadline. Any last thoughts?
Two nice, plain songs. One for the caffeine lovers of the world, and the others that love other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly what Mr. Lopez said. Yes, we got one for all you coffee drinkers who drink coffee 24/7. And we got a love song that we always play on Valentine's, which is only one day of the year.
There you go. Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Ink Spots, 1940s, 1950 vintage. My name is Kurt Hahn. Thank you for joining me on S3 Productions. I don't want to say 78 Records because it's not, but sometimes you do what you do. With that, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, requests, dedications, or complaints, you can always reach me at my email, KurtHahn74@yahoo.com or OSCSSW@juno.com. And with that, thank you very much. Goodbye.